African-American tenor Aaron Dwayne Brooks performs the title role in Richard Wagner's Tristan und Isolde with Connecticut Lyric Opera this weekend. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, the Detroit native made his Metropolitan Opera debut this year, despite coming to the genre later in life.
That's Brooks in a 2018 performance of I Pagliacci at Boheme Opera New Jersey. It's been quite a year for the young tenor Aaron Dwayne Brooks. Besides making his Met debut in 2019, he also made his Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center debuts this year. Brooks grew up in Detroit, the youngest of four children.
I had a strong foundation with my family. Even though we had it rough, we always had enough.
Brooks says it was his mother who recognized his talent early on, and much to Brooks's dismay, took him out of football and put him in the church choir instead. Brooks says he flourished as a church singer, but it wasn't until his junior year in college that he even thought about opera.
One of my voice teachers showed me clips of George Shirley, Leontine Price, Marian Anderson, Jesse Norman, Paul Robeson, you know, people who looked like me that were doing opera. And that was when it hit me that maybe I can do this.
This is Brooks's first Tristan, the leading role in Richard Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. He says given Wagner's boisterous orchestration, Tristan is a demanding role both dramatically and vocally.
It is quite the marathon. So you have to really pace yourself with this role or else you won't make it to the middle of Act Two, let alone through the entire opera.
Tenor Aaron Dwayne Brooks performs with Connecticut Lyric Opera this Saturday in Middletown and this Sunday at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford. The show is in New London at the Guard the weekend after Thanksgiving. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.
This is WNPR News. The time is 7:34.